So yes, as Mike said, a church family service, and I've prepared a short talk for all ages. And although some families are away, I have seen some children. So first, let's start with a question for the youngest. Hopefully we're okay for feedback. No? Is this mic still on? No? Can you hear me now, Ian? Great. Okay. Can anyone in Climbers tell me what an emotion is? What's an emotion? Or can you give me an example, Seb?
It's a sort of feeling.
A sort of feeling. Thank you. Great. And can anybody in Climbers give me an example of an emotion or a feeling? Oh, okay. Seb again. Happiness. Brilliant. Anybody else? That's a good example. No? Are we okay for feedback? I'm going to keep going and just hope that... Brilliant. So an emotion is like a feeling. Happiness is a good example. And the Psalms, the book of Psalms in the Bible, has songs and prayers about every emotion or feeling. Some of the adults may have heard of the great reformer, John Calvin, who described the Psalms as an anatomy of all the parts of the soul. An anatomy of all the parts of the soul. Because it's like having a mirror. They hold up all human emotions up to us like a mirror. So as I read the Psalms, they picture what I'm like as a person. I read about the experiences and emotions of the people of God from many years ago. Okay. I hear about the experiences and emotions of the people of God from many years ago. And I can relate to them because I feel the same things, happy and sad, peaceful and troubled, confident and fearful. Different psalms touch on different emotions, our joys, our sorrows, our doubts. Sometimes we experience or sense different emotions within the same psalm. So 2 weeks ago, the psalmist felt really down and distant from God, but then full of hope in God, his Saviour. And last week, the psalmist cried out to God for rescue and then rejoiced in God and his forgiveness. Well, this morning's psalm is all about praise from start to finish. Perhaps you picked up on that as Carol read it. As the last psalm in the Psalter, it was probably written precisely to end on a positive note of praise to God. 13 times the writer tells us to praise God. But if you're anything like me, you don't always want to. When you feel up, you might feel grumpy rather than grateful to God. Or if you're upset or annoyed about something, if life isn't working out the way that you want it to, you might feel upset or angry towards God. Even listening to the news this past week and with Nick's prayers in mind, just thinking about those fires and floods and the earthquake around the world, I feel sad rather than full of praise. Which is why we need psalms like this one, because they remind us why God is worth praising. Why we should praise God. So first, and we've got the verse here. We praise God because of who he is, the God of heaven, verse 1. We praise God because of who he is, the God of heaven. And where you see Lord in capital letters in the Old Testament, it refers to God's personal name, Yahweh. It's such a special and holy name that God's people back then wouldn't even write it down in full out of respect for God. Here's a picture of God sharing his personal name for the first time with Moses at the burning bush. And I expect you know what your name means. Well, Yahweh means I am. God says his name is I am. What a great name. I am. I am the most important. I am. Not I was, but I am the living, everlasting God. And at a time when people think Christianity is dated and irrelevant, it's good to remember the Lord God lives. He couldn't be more present or current. And he lives in heaven. In his sanctuary means his home, his holy home in heaven. So if we go back onto the verse, or forward one, in fact, I think, Marcus, that verse one again, probably back. Lovely. In his sanctuary, his holy home in heaven. He is so great and pure and special that he lives apart from us. in a perfect place where he rules over everyone and everything. So I may be troubled by the problems in my life, by problems around the world, but the psalmist lifts my sights up to the Lord God of heaven so that I keep things in perspective. At times he may seem distant and things may feel out of control, but he still reigns in heaven according to his perfect plan. God is God and I am not. He is in heaven and I am not. He is unrivaled in greatness and glory. And we praise him because of who he is, the Lord of heaven. Secondly, yes, thank you. Verse 2. Secondly, we praise God because of what he's done. Because of what he's done. He doesn't sit in heaven and twiddle his thumbs doing nothing for eternity. God is active in his world. And the psalmist tells us to praise him for his acts of power. He doesn't say specifically which ones, but the final few psalms are all about his works in creation and redemption. So in Psalm 148, the sun, moon and stars in the skies above and the sea creatures, animals and peoples below praise God who created them by his eternal word. I hope that you thank God for giving you life and for keeping you going. Even that last breath that you took was a gift from him. And he has made an amazing world, and he has made us in his image as the most special earthly creatures of all. In another psalm, King David says that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. And then in Psalm 149, we learn that God crowns his people with salvation. He may be great in heaven, but he is also close by, ready to rescue his people. In fact, as we read the Bible, we find that he is always busy rescuing his people from their enemies, from sin, from death, from themselves. So we've had a question for climbers. If there's anybody here from Spy and CY, a question for you. Can you think of a big... you're getting some clues as well on the screen. Can you think of any big rescues in the Bible? Perhaps you figured out what one of those were. Maybe not. Any big rescues in the Bible from anybody in Spy... or CY? Noah's Ark, thank you. That's a brilliant example. God's rescue of Noah in the Ark, Noah and his family. Great. Red Sea, brilliant. I think we've got a picture of that as well. So crossing the Red Sea. There we go. There are loads. Any others? Do shout them out. Let's keep going then. We might have a picture or two to come. This is Nebuchadnezzar. So God rescuing his people from foreign kings in exile, from slavery. And I think this is the biggest act of power. Surely it has to be God's power in Jesus' resurrection. We declared that together earlier in the creed, didn't we? Jesus came from the heights of heaven and stooped down to live on earth. And he didn't just become a man, but the servant of men, by dying and descending to the place of the dead for us. Therefore, we declared, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. That's power. God's power at work for us, for our benefit. That was God's ultimate rescue, his mission to save us from sin and death and this broken world, which he will restore. So if the psalmist has good reasons to praise God for his surpassing greatness, we have more reasons. If we go on to the next slide, Marcus, his surpassing greatness. Oh, no. Okay. Brilliant. We have more reasons to praise him because we live after the cross and resurrection. We live after Jesus' ultimate rescue through Jesus. God has no rival, and we praise him for what he has done in creating and redeeming us through Christ. Now, we're getting a picture of what is to come, because the psalmist doesn't just tell us why to praise God, but how to praise God. If you happen to go back one, Marcus, that'd be brilliant. Thank you. Now, we want to get on and do it, don't we? We don't just want to talk about praise. We want to do it. And So this morning we're going to put this psalm into practice. In the psalm, all four families of instruments are mentioned. So we have brass, the sounding of the trumpet. And we don't have any trumpets this morning. I could have asked Mike to play the sax, but we need him to play another instrument. But the sounding of the trumpet is one of the instruments, brass, to praise God. And then we have strings. And at this point, I am going to ask Mike to come to the piano. So the harp, we praise God with the harp, but we don't have any harpists. I had to look up the lyre. I wasn't sure what the lyre was. That's the one on the right. I think it's like a mini harp. But strings, well, the grand piano has strings. And you've got a picture here. If you've ever wondered what it looks like inside, this is what it looks like. Lots of strings. And so perhaps Mike could give us a twinkle, a foretaste of what's to come. Brilliant. Thank you. So we've got the piano, we've got strings. Next, we've got woodwind. And Juliet is going to play the flute for us. Juliet, could you give us a toot on the flute?
Am I? Okay.
Praise God with the trumpets, with the harp, with the lyre, with the piano, with the flute.
Do you want me to play something?
If you do, give us any sort of twiddle, that'd be great. Perfect, thank you. So we've got more flute to come. And then the oboe, which isn't mentioned, but that's another woodwind instrument. So I've asked Lucy to blow on her oboe. She's coming too. We're recruiting more and more musicians, and we're going to get the kids involved too. So hopefully you're up for playing as well. Brilliant, okay. So we've got the oboe too. Now, tambourine. We've got percussion too. And I thought the young people might like to join in. So I'm going to wander around with some instruments. Do you know they also used shakers or rattlers, I found out. When David and the people of God marched into Jerusalem with the ark, they were singing, dancing, playing with all these instruments. And shakers and rattlers too. So I'm going to wander around. If you'd like an instrument, do grab one. In fact, yes, I've got loads. So adults too, if you'd like to. Don't be shy. We're told to by God after all, aren't we? So, I've got tambourines, shakers, bells, all sorts. You can play that in a minute. Why not have one of these too? One of those? Okay. Anybody else? Oh. Thank you. I put some in the gallery as well. So, Ian, I'm expecting you to join in. And Carol. Now, I've seen Gordon dancing, so I think Gordon needs one of these for his dancing. I spotted you from the front, Gordon.
Right.
There you go, Michael. Okay. Kate, would your kids like any? Oh, yeah, here we go. Oh, sorry, I didn't see that. Actually. Brilliant. Okay. Mary? No? There's one for Olivia. Okay. Brilliant. Anybody else? Madge, you're even allowed one if you're 99. Do you want to play? Yeah. Anybody else? Brilliant. Okay. I think we're almost ready. Let's check. Let's see. Now, cymbal. Do you want to give that a go, Seb?
Why don't you bring those with you?
Because the danger with the cymbal is that you'll drown us out. So maybe you'll get a quick go with this, but you're not going to bash it all the way through the song, okay? Do you want to give that a go? In fact, it does say resounding and crashing, so give it a good bash. Give it a good bash. Ooh. That's quite a good bash. That was a big bash. Okay, you hold on to that. Try a small bash. Yeah, okay. Brilliant. Why don't I hold on to these for the moment? And you can play a bit of both, because I'm not sure you can play that throughout the whole song. We'll be in trouble. Now, dancing. Dancing takes centre stage in this psalm. And kids, you might like to dance as you play your tambourines or shake your shakers. In fact, we had dancing this morning at home, didn't we, with I saw somebody playing their kitchen bowl, their breakfast bowl, and dancing. So I expect my kids to be dancing, but as I say, I've seen Gordon dancing already. And if you watch carefully, you might see people, you might see the adults swaying, tapping their feet, even putting their hands in the air. So go for it. Let's see, we are missing something, aren't we? Yeah. Now, voice, that's what we're missing. Everything that has breath, there we go. That's you. Everybody is commanded to praise God. The psalmist tells, well, all people, all creatures even, all creation praises God with their breath. So we're going to have everybody singing too. One final thing. The psalm begins and ends with the word hallelujah, which means praise the Lord. And I don't think it would truly be a St. Peter's song of praise without a hearty hallelujah from Martin. So, Martin, your cue is at the very end, please. it won't be as loud behind a mask, but I think we need one of those. So, we're almost ready to go. In fact, I forgot. Yes, it's Lisa who's going to be leading us with the singing. And Lisa and I are going to sing the first verse and chorus to give you a feel for the song, because it's not one we've had for a while. We haven't had it in church for a while. It'd be new to many of you. And then I'll invite you to join in from verse 2. So why doesn't everybody stand? We're going to sing of the Lord's goodness. I'm going to move over here. Lord's goodness, Father of all wisdom, come to him and bless his name. Mercy he has shown us, his love is forever, faithful to the end of day. Sing all the Lord's goodness, melodies of praise and thank to God. Ring out the Lord's goodness with your music, worship him and bless his name. Do join in.
For he has wielded on earth is his garment, risen from the snares of death. His word he has spoken, one bread he has broken, new life he now gives to all. Come then, O ye nations, sing of your Lord's goodness, melodies of praise and thanks to God. Ring out the Lord's glory, praise him with your music, worship him and bless his name. In our darkness, comfort in our sorrow, Spirit of our gladness, hope. Solace for the weary, pardon for the sinner, splendor of the living God. Amen, O ye nations, sing of your Lord's goodness, melodies of praise and thanks to God. Ring out the Lord's glory, praise him with your music, worship him and bless his name. Praise him with your singing, praise him with the trumpet, praise God with the lute and harp. Praise him with the cymbals, praise him with your dancing, praise God with the end of days. Come in, O ye nations, sing of your Lord's goodness, melodies of praise and thanks to God. Ring out the Lord's glory, praise him with your music, worship him and bless his name.